It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hey again, race fans, it is Saturday. It's race day. It's the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Some racing and a whole bunch of smashing going on. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker. Thanks for joining us. This is the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country, 101.3 AM 1460. Along with me, Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, coming off a huge championship night at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Oh, yes, that was a great night. New and old champions crowned, and hey, great
well,
crowd.
Well, there he is.
Hey, I hear
you.
Hi,
hi, how you doing?
He's out of the tin can, yeah.
Coming up, we're going to talk more about that. Greg Oliver is scheduled to join us on the program today to kind of give us a season recap on the Toma Sparta Speedway, though they do have one more race coming up on September 26th. It's a 200-lap enduro. Coming up tonight at the La Crosse Speedway, 29th annual Night of Destruction, the big trailer race of destruction, part deux. The ATV Big Air Tour is going to be back again after they were back in June. Because monster trucks, all kinds of destruction coming up tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. Gates open at 6.
And to finish it off, a big fireworks display.
Fireworks!
There we go. Jesse likes it.
Hard-hitting destruction begins at 7, not 7:30.
Not 7:30, yeah.
Thank you.
Because Paul, I will probably be doing the world-famous driver fan egg toss.
Yes.
And street stocks are also racing at La Crosse tonight.
Yeah, that's their season is winding down. Close points races here, so look for Matt Moore to be to the front of that one tonight.
Talking about champions, I had a chance to go trackside last weekend before we bring Greg Oliver on the next segment, and we talked to two Toma Sparta Speedway champions. Our first champion was the Rookie of the Year last year. He came back out, and rain shortened this interview, but here is your 2020 Hobby Stock champion, Alex Rude. Hobby Stock Trek champion Alex Rude, and I tell you what, man, it was a not a tough walk through the 2020 race season for you.
No, it was not. I had Austin Schott on my tail. He was ahead of me for a while. He had some car issues, and it was a tough battle between me and him, him being a rookie, and I was a rookie last year, and well, it was a fun race, though.
And this Hobby Stock field, 10 to 15 cars, couple of nights, 17. Man, you guys had a lot of competition out here, too.
Yeah, with Andy Moore, you know, Aaron Hendrickson, and all the, you know, all the other guys that showed up randomly throughout the year. It was a tough battle throughout the whole year.
As you headed into the night here, you knew you had a good lock on the championship, started towards the back, and about five laps in, your car really decided to start working for you.
Yeah, Bill said don't wreck it, but I just wanted to go out there and race and try to do good, and that's what I was doing.
Talk about this Schott Racing family. It was so cool to watch all four of you out here burning rubber after your championship and Bill's championship. Talk about this racing team.
I mean, we're a tight-knit group, and we just race together. We have fun, and, you know, that's what it's about.
How much do you lean on each other?
We all have our ups and downs, and we all lean on each other when one of us is having problems or having troubles. We all lean on each other when they need it, and we're all there for support also.
All right, 2020 track champion, that's Mr. Rude. And the next gentleman I had a chance to talk to not only came out, won a bunch of features this year, and knocked down the victory bell, trying to ring the victory bell, pulled a post out of the ground. He's got back-to-back modified champions. Here's what Brad the Wild Man Wilds had to say. Toma Sparta Speedway modified back-to-back champion Brad Wilds. What a year that was.
Well, it's been a long, long season. I tell you what, the competition's tough out here. Getting a battle with Nick Quinnell and Darren Salo. Hats off to those guys for putting up a challenge every night out here. Great guys to race with, and the track is tough. It'll always be a driver's track, and I get to be the proud one to say I get to do it back-to-back.
You know, I've said it many, many times this year, whether I'm here or to the racetracks, and people ask me about the modified show here, about the numbers of cars. You don't need 20. You don't need 15. 10 would be nice every now and then.
But six or seven with the racing that we've had this year with you and Salem and DeVito and Cornell has been simply outstanding.
Yeah, the cars are so equal here, and the track is such an equalizer that it's tough to pass. You got to have your car dialed in. It takes a lot of work, and it makes for some great side-by-side racing. And it's a great, just to get them to turn, you get to see some cars that really work. And if you're off your game, you get to see them not work.
And that's exactly where I was leading next. This was not an easy championship season for you. You had some early season struggles, and then mid-season, some of the struggles came back again.
Yeah, we've really fought with the car all year. In fact, we're not truly happy with it yet. It started back last year. We stubbed the car, and we put it back together. And we came out this year, and we had some early speed. We tried changing up to correct some of the car's behavioral problems, and we literally changed every week all the way through the season. Back it up that we ran Saturday nights in the Dells, and we would change the car over again. And we came back here the last two nights now with two different setups. Coming off my experience, knowing what I wanted for the Sunday day show and knowing what I needed out here tonight with the cold weather.
Coming down the last two or three nights here, Cornell was right there, Salem was right there. This was not a cakewalk for you tonight by any means.
No, I was anxious all day today because I know that Nick's car is really good. I know Darren's car is really good. Darren's car tends to be a little looser. Nick's tends to be a little bit tighter. And mine is kind of wherever we tweak it to. And we really review the video footage and we literally look at some data to help get the best setup on the car. And I can grab that to my crew who does a lot of that work for me.
Finally, talk about your fantastic sponsors that donated a lot of hats to us this year, which we greatly appreciate, and helped you come back out here to get another championship.
As always, I got to thank Lambert Forest Products. Troy's been a great sponsor for me, and always great to see him on the hill when he can make it out. Derek at DSR Chassis, taking some time to help me with the setup on the car, give me a little tune-up when I'm scratching my head. Jamie Muller at Bites 95 Fishing, always being here, taking care of the car. Rick at Genevico at Performance Machine gave us a solid engine block right off the base of the year, gave me some dyno time, really helped me dial the car, the engine into what I wanted. We had CJ's Transmission on board, Buffalo Tax Service, John Dettinger at Auto Value in Boston, always helped him for the parts, getting the hauler and the trailer here. I mean, you got to have those people that are going to got your back day in and day out. And if it wasn't for all of them, you wouldn't be here for that. So,
thoughts on 2021?
We're going to run a little bit more of a limited schedule. We're going to go back to checkered flag chasing like we used to do. We used to bring a fast car out and just show it up once in a while. And it really depends on what the crew wants to do and what the money and everything comes up with. We're getting a little bit older every year. We still like doing it, but we just don't think we have to do it two nights a week like we've been doing it.
Thomas Porter Speedway Modified champion Brad Wilds.
Congratulations to Brad Wilds. But, Dan, I got to warn you, when I sat in for you for the banquet last year, he talked forever. Put him on a clock when it comes to November 14th.
He really didn't have much to say. I mean, this interview here on Friday night was...
That'll all change in November, guarantee it.
Awfully quick. So I want to thank all of our drivers. We did have them lined up on the racetrack Friday night, Toma. But then the rain started falling, and they were trying to get in and out of Victory Circle and get their pictures taken and all that good stuff. So we only had a chance to talk to two, but we're going to try to get all of them on before the end of the year. So again, tonight it's Night of Destruction at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. There is some other racing going on throughout the area. Billy's going to talk about that later in the program. Paul will be back later in the program with the race recap. We're going to talk with Jimmy Bjorkman and how about Jaden Schock, Kiana Barney, and Peyton Barney. That's all coming up in the program right here on Bog Country 101.3 AM 1460.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Well, you've done it again. Hi, Jerry here. You voted us the number one barbecue and caterer for the fifth year in a row. This year you added ribs. Now, if you haven't tried our barbecue, let me personally invite you to try the best ribs, pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and so much more. Visit us on Highway 16 West Salem. Dine in or outside at one of our picnic tables. Drive-through and carry-out is always available. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
making a difference every day.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report on Bond Country 101.3 AM 1460. Doc and Paul, myself, and the voice, Dan Dyker. You know, they say that when you start a new business, year number three is usually the one that's usually a make or a break type year. I've seen that in many different formats across the country, and it holds true when you talk about racing as well. When it comes to the Toma Sparta Speedway, Greg Oliver has just completed his third year as the promoter at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Greg joins us on the phone right now. Greg, was it a make or break year, my friend?
No, I think it was a make year for us, Dan. Everything went well. We had good, really good car counts. The hill was awesome all summer. Sponsors came through for the track. Everything we could have hoped for, and then some in 2020.
And talk about like the challenges getting going, because we've seen tracks like Angel Park and Sun Prairie had to scrap their whole season. Madison just scraping to get a few events to go, and the rest of the state just trying to piecemeal seasons together. Talk about the challenges you had getting the season going.
Really, our biggest challenge was the surprise that we were able to go when we did. And the governor put his order in that safer at home, and we couldn't do anything. We decided that we were going to do some projects done around the track that were going to take time and effort, and so we worked on that, grandstands and bleachers and paint. And then all of a sudden, mid-May, the order gets lifted and let's go racing. And so we had to change gears really quickly. And thankfully, it worked out for us. We had on our open practice night, I think like 30 cars there. And the rest of the summer, it stayed there and just kept going.
One thing I noticed, Dyker always shows a picture of his food every Friday night on Facebook. How did the concessions do this year? Because that dude can put away a lot of groceries.
Stacy kind of took that part of it over a little bit. She kind of eased her way in there and took over and really made that work. We added a grill. So we were, our burgers and brats and stuff were on the grill at the end of the year.
Yeah, we saw them pictures, man. They looked good.
Yeah, that good smelling smoke, how that works. And so that helped, yeah. I mean, our concessions, everything we could hope for was there this year.
One thing that I noticed, I'm not going to say that the virus is what kept us sustaining such a nice crowd week after week after week. I honestly think, and I've been there on and off since 07, it's a solid program. It's a solid program, been in place for 3 years now. I think the fans are starting to come back. And then I was counting. We had 53 new drivers over the last five races, and they weren't coming from Madison and Jefferson because they had no place to run. They were all coming from around here. Did you get the sense that we have come around that curve of the bad days of Toma, I guess you could put it?
I think we have. I mean, the COVID deal, I mean, it was good for us. People had no place else to go, for entertainment, and so they came out to Toma Sparta Speedway. And then I think the things we've been trying to do, implement, I think finally started to take hold this year. The racers have bought into it. The fans have bought into it. So the COVID thing just helped us kind of put it all together this summer and make a very good impression on a lot of people throughout the area is what we're doing at Toma Sparta Speedway.
And I think, Greg, one of the new fun things that happened this year was the introduction of the Dyker Drop Zone, the candy giveaways, all the giveaways we did intermission throughout the season. And, of course, Chuck Houseman putting down that bullseye down there at the base of the tower there. That was a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, it was. It was, to be honest with you guys kind of took me by surprise because I wasn't quite sure what you were planning up there. But by the end of the year, I think if we wouldn't have done it, we might have had a riot on our hands of our own. Kids and big kids, everybody was really excited and having fun with it. And you guys did a heck of a job with it.
Well, that's also a testament to the race teams that were out there. I mean, we were throwing out you know, 10, 20, 30 pounds of candy every night and glow sticks and prizes, T-shirts, hats. I mean, I had never seen race teams do that at Tomo before, and I think even the race teams, you could say, Greg, were having fun this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the race teams, like I said, I think they've bought into what we're trying to do, have been trying to do, and this is their way of showing support to, you know, not only the track, but to the race fans that have come out and supported us all year long, and are all 3 years now. Yeah, I mean, we've got a good group, race fans, race teams, and we're all working towards the same end on the program now.
You know, Greg, one thing promoters like to do is they like to put people in place with experience to help the show move along. And I don't think you can find a better guy to put in a position of, authority to run the show like Scotty Ridner. Talk about how he's enhanced your show after when you added him this year.
Well, Chico, as everybody knows him, most everybody knows him as Chico. They don't even know him as Scott, I don't think.
Well, my apologies, Chico.
Yeah, and he does listen, too.
Yeah, he was amazing. He did, you could tell when he first started that he was a little unsure what we expected and what to expect. And by the end of the year, I think he had the respect of the racers and the staff and everybody involved, and I couldn't have asked for a better guy to put in that spot than Chico Ridner.
Oh, I feel a phone call or a nasty text message coming after this segment here.
You know, and a lot of drivers said the same thing, and I saw some postseason comments, Greg, that once he was firmly grasping what was going on, he was more talkative. He was very informative. He wasn't nasty to drivers. He would settle disputes in the pits afterwards. And I think that was a great call having him on. And it sounds like he's already ready to come back next year.
Yeah, I think he is. I talked to his girlfriend Marie a couple weeks ago, and I said something about next year, and she goes, "I think you got him," she said. And as you know, in the driver's meeting Friday night, he said, "You know, if I'm still wearing this yellow shirt at the end of the night, I'll probably be back." And he still had that yellow shirt on. So I'm really excited about having him back next year as well.
Talking with Greg Oliver, the Tomo Sparta Speedway. A couple of years ago, Greg, we tried to have a CWRA late model race on a Sunday. We all thought it was going to go great, and I still say to this day that the Packer-Viking game really kind of soured a lot of our attendance. This year, we have the inaugural Hobby Fest, which was supposed to be on a Friday night. It gets rained out. We tossed that one on a Sunday. And to me, I just got to looking at pictures last night as well, exactly where people were parking as spectators for Hobby Fest. Would you have ever imagined that would have gone off that big?
I did not. I honestly think we caught lightning in a bottle on Hobby Fest. The crowd, you know, normally a Sunday afternoon race doesn't go well. A rain date to Sunday is probably even worse, but I think it worked out for us in our favor with the travelers coming from 2 and 3 hours away. I think Sunday afternoon actually was probably the better choice in the first place. Hobby Fest, I didn't even realize we probably had 36 hobbies in the state of Wisconsin anymore, much less so when they all showed up and then some, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And, and now Rockford is Speedway for short track has basically copied and pasted our idea. So maybe we hit on something and a real signature event for Tomo Sparta Speedway.
Well, let's talk about the weekly product you've been putting out the last 3 years. It's definitely gotten better. The numbers in each division is getting better and the racing is getting better. Talk about the improvement of each division as the years have gone by.
Well, and I think and this will go back to probably my time with Chuck at Lacrosse, is we haven't changed anything. We've taken what we have, left the rules where they are, and just tried to build on that, because the cheapest race car you have is the one in the garage already. If I start changing rules, we start losing people. Then, somebody's got to spend money they don't have. And our racers up at Tomo Sparta Speedway, they're not, they're not the high dollar guys. They're budget racers. They're living paycheck to paycheck. So what they spend on a race car is that's what they can afford. So I've tried not to change anything, change rules, change tires, change anything, and just build it and let guys come and race and have fun.
The 200 lap enduro coming up, the final event in Toma, coming up on September 26th at 2 o'clock. It's a Saturday. The banquet's coming up on November 14th in Sparta. And, man, I wish we had a couple of more minutes because we could talk a lot more with Greg Oliver. Do want to say, I got to put it out there, I put a bug in your ear about 2 weeks ago. Somebody came up to me with a rumor, and I was very surprised to see a statement coming out of Toma Sport of Speedway that nobody is buying that track. You will be back next year.
Correct, yeah. There's been rumors floating around for probably since about the end of July about somebody buying the track, somebody leasing the track. I guess maybe I take that as a little bit of a good thing because we've made it attractive to other people, but there has not even been a phone call for an offer to buy or even look at the racetrack on the purchasing side of things. On the lease side of things, I've got my lease, and as long as I want to continue leasing, I will be back, and they want me there. They actually, they want me to buy it, but we're too far apart on dollars and cents right now to buy it. But unless I don't want to be there, it's my racetrack for the foreseeable future.
One final quick question. Our Minnesota Mayfest figure eight boys wanted me to ask you this question. Any chance of you adding a figure eight to the Toma Sparta Speedway, the track itself?
I don't see that happening anytime soon. First of all, I'd have to ruin that nice, beautiful victory lane we got.
Reedner almost did that for you.
That's true. and then mess up Dad's nice, beautiful infield in the mowing there. So I don't see that happening anytime soon. But, if I talk to the track owner hard enough, you never know. Maybe I can convince her to do something goofy sometime. But
all right, so we won't lose.
I don't see that happening anytime soon.
All right, but he didn't flat say no, so now they will still listen to us.
That was a almost maybe answer there.
Greg Oliver, outstanding job, and thanks for having me back again to do what I like to do at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Again, the Duro's coming up, and, of course, the banquet at the end of the year. Greg, kudos to you and Stacy, your entire family, for really bringing that track back to what it used to be like back in the day.
Well, thank you, guys. We put our heart and soul into it, and we look forward to 2021.
And congratulations on another successful season.
Greg Oliver, promoter of the Toma Sparta Speedway. When we come back, we're going to talk some Hornet driving at the... Well, it's funny because her dad just had her car at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Jaden Schock's going to join us next on the Midwest Race Report.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners features. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
It's Three Wide. Dan, Doc, and Paul, that is, on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country 101.3 AM 1460. The new Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And BogCountry.com. One of our up-and-rising stars of the lacrosse speedway in the Hornet division. Really came about last year. This year, I really think that she stopped going for the win every single week, started learning a little bit more, and then actually got into the winner's circle.
So close to a win one night, just about a lap and a half away.
She'll finish right about seventh in points in our Lacrosse Hornets this year, and that will be the driver, the number 10, Jaden Schock. Jaden, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Was I right? This year, you weren't trying to win every race like you were last year, and this year you were learning a little bit more?
Yeah, this year was more about points and just, like, setting myself a goal.
What was the goal?
Either top 10 or top 5.
All right, so you're right in the middle. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about a month ago, you had a shot at getting your first feature of the year, and lap and a half to go, just a little bit of slip-up. How disappointed were you that night?
I was pretty sad, but the person who won definitely deserved it. He had some rough patches, so.
Well, you had some rough patches up to then, too. There were a couple of nights you went off on the hook, so you came back strong. It looked really good tonight, just that little slip-up, so things are getting better, it looks like.
Yeah, I had a few races that I didn't finish for, like, 3 weeks, but, yeah.
So what did you learn from last year heading into this year? I mean, you know, we'll talk about the structure you've had and the people that are working with you, but what did you learn from last year to this year?
Mostly, like, keeping an eye out for other cars and, like, keeping my line and just, I don't know, just got a lot better from last year.
One of the things I was impressed with, the beginning of the year, they started the high school class. You jumped in someone else's car and drove a heck of a race to win the first ever high school race. Number one, how much fun was that? Number two, how come you're not doing it anymore?
It was a lot of fun, but I don't have a car to do it. So I kind of just, I don't know, it was just for fun. It was really easy and just something to do.
So how did it feel to set history that night?
It was different. The car felt a lot different. It was weird, but it was a lot of fun.
When you talk about car setups, of course, Andy Marty's been setting yours up here for the past 2 years, your dad. Any big changes from last year in that car?
No, literally just paint. That's all we changed.
I did like the new paint scheme, though.
It was pretty cool.
Thank you.
What do you think, Paul?
Oh, yeah, that was a really nice paint scheme. Yep.
There you go. We're pimping her for best appearing car, folks. Jaden Schock, car number 10.
Well, maybe earlier in the year, now that the year's almost done, she's got so many smileys on that. That car smiles more than she does.
It's beat up.
Well, when you look at some of the competition this year, Jaden, and I've said this on several shows, this was probably one of the most competition-filled Hornet features and fields we've had all year, if I look over the past couple years, because it wasn't one or two, three dominating cars. This year was like 10.
Yeah. There was definitely some competition. I was in the, like, faster heats, and it was really hard, but...
Now, yeah, you also had a family member that was racing this year. What was it like when you finally went out with your sister, Kiana?
It was a lot of fun. I was glad that she could be out there with me to, like, teach her, like, my ways and, like, have her experience them for herself.
Did she look up to you at all?
I mean, I hope so.
She's right there, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, let's talk with Kiana Barney, and we'll talk to Jaden at Oktoberfest. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, let's get Kiana on the line right here. Kiana Barney running 17th in points at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway this season. Kiana, how are you?
I'm good.
So what'd you think, kiddo? Did you want to start the year racing, or did you like when you came out about halfway through the year?
I wanted to start the year.
So why did Andy say no?
Because I was 14 at the beginning, so I had to wait till I turned 15.
What? Starting out in the class that you did, why didn't you get your feet wet in the high school class?
I don't know. I just wanted to do Hornet.
Which there was nothing wrong with that. I loved your car scheme this year. Did you get to pick out the color?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that rocked. That light baby blue and white, that was cool.
Yeah. I like it.
So what's the story behind the number you put on that bad boy?
It was my dad's number.
That's what I thought. That's what I wanted to drag out of her.
So here you come out, your very first night. I couldn't wait when I saw your car in the pits. I thought this is going to be cool to announce two sisters at the same time. What did you think the very first time you brought that thing out and the green flag dropped?
It was a lot different from a go-kart.
Because, you spent, what, 2 or 3 years in a go-kart? Longer than that?
Two.
2 years in a go-kart. What were some of your challenges? What were some of the things you told yourself, maybe by yourself and with Andy, that you wanted to do in a Hornet this year?
Just getting used to the car and getting used to racing with a lot more people.
Because if you remember, Bill, her last night racing, she went door-to-door with her sister and darn near passed her sister and was really, really racy.
Yeah, you definitely improved. Talk about what you learned from the beginning of the year to the end of the year that made you pick up the speed that you did.
I think I just got used to the car more and wasn't afraid anymore.
So how much grief did you give your sister because she didn't give her car up to Jimmy the one night and you had to give your car up? Yeah, I can hear the chuckling in the background.
Well, I kind of figured she wouldn't, and I knew Jimmy is going for a championship, and I don't know. It's all good to help out.
Now, we're going to put you through the test right here because we asked Jaden this. We didn't ask Jaden this, but we should have. Who are your sponsors for 2020, Kiana? And don't look at any kind of a racing car. Do it by memory.
Uh-oh.
They're like, take your autograph card.
The audience back there is chuckling.
Okay. Hall Bunyan's Tree Service, BNC Trucking, Lediger Roofing, Epic Media, First American Roofing, Lodestar Transportation, Dan Vagon Realtor, Coldwell Banker River Valley, Hijackers, Turnmeyer Auto Repair, J&L Collectibles, Grandma and Grandpa Christensen, Insight Fuel Supply, Klitsch Paving, and Kay and Jerry Hansen.
Holy cow.
All right, so that was Jaden Schock, and that was Kiana Barney, two of our Hornet drivers this year. You've got another sister that races, correct?
Yep.
Well, let's put Peyton Barney on the phone. You know, this may be the first time we've had three sisters like this on the radio.
That phone's getting a workout.
Peyton, how are you?
I'm good.
Do I sound tall on the radio?
What was that?
Do I sound tall on the radio? Because you always look up to me when I'm in the pits in the go-kart track. Peyton Barney, third in points in the junior sportsman this year. Now, you moved up a class this year, didn't you?
No, I stayed in the same class as last year.
Okay. What did you think about this year?
It was definitely a little bit harder because I was in a different car, and all of the other racers in my class, we were all pretty tight together. So, yeah.
So, now you've been racing, what, 2 years?
No, four.
Four? Oh, my. Man, I'm getting old. Jeez.
You said it.
So what's going to happen next year? Obviously, Cooley Go-Kart Raceway, there are some rumors it's going to be sold, but hopefully it is still there. Do you plan on running there again next year?
I kind of want to try dirt track.
Oh, that came out of nowhere.
Breaking news, Diker.
So you want to run go-karts, what, up at Mississippi Thunder Speedway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of video of that this year when the Thompsons were up there. That looks like that was a lot of fun. Have you had a chance to run on dirt yet?
No.
You know there's a difference between dirt and asphalt, especially when you get in the corners.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well.
I kind of want to have a little change.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, all right, now we have two sisters at La Crosse Speedway. When are you going to get in a Hornet car?
I'm not going into a Hornet car. I'm going into high school division, and my dad wants to put me in a sportsman right after that.
Oh,
look at this.
There's some definite future plans.
Well, you know, Peyton, that means I'm going to have to give, because I haven't given Jade or Kiana the coveted nickname yet. I'm going to have to do that at an Oktoberfest. So, Peyton, by the time you hit lacrosse, you're getting a nickname, too. Peyton, who was sponsoring your go-kart this year?
The list was all of them.
Okay, that's what I kind of figured. They were all jumping on board. We are running out of time, but that was Jaden Schock, 7th in points in the Hornets. Kiana Barney, 17 points in Hornets, her first year. And a Peyton Barney. Peyton, I can't wait to see you do some dirt. You're going to have to let me come up and root you on there at MTS next year. All right, Peyton Barney and Kiana Barney and Jaden Schock. That is the segment, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a man who's that close.
Yep.
That close.
So close last year.
To a track championship. We're going to talk to Jimmy Bjorkman. That's coming up next on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer here at Toma Area Credit Union, telling you to make your home work for you. Use your home's equity to jumpstart your home improvement projects this summer. Apply today at TACU for a 12-month introductory rate of 1.99% annual percentage rate with no closing costs or fees. After 12 months, rates as low as 3.99% APR. Call 608-372-4736 for details about credit costs and terms. TACU is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Making a difference. Every day.
Here we go, door handle to door handle with Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report, 101.3, 1460 AM. It is the Midwest Race Report. Got a lot of stuff going on the speedway tonight with our Night of Destruction, the Street Stakes, the Street Stock Racing. It's kind of different because Hornets usually ran on Night of Destruction night, so our next guest is just going to have to wait that much longer to see if he can nail down a track championship. This is Jimmy Bjorkman, driver of the number 28 Hornet. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you?
So would you have rather have raced tonight and gotten the championship out of the way, or do you like having to wait to do it on the big stage at Fest?
I kind of like having to go to Fest. That's where most of the championship crowns would be cool to race that night.
Now, you're going to go into Fest with what some say is a nice size lead. You have a 15-point lead over Cheyenne Stanfield, but if we see, Billy, how Oktoberfests have been in the past, when there's a lot of cars out there and then the nerves are getting huge because it's Fest, you could lose 15 pretty quick.
Almost.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
What was that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, if what happened last year happened, I probably wouldn't win, but I just got to take it easy and just do what I've been doing.
Now, I was just going to get into that. I didn't want to, but I'm going to now that you brought it up. Talk about last year, what happened, and what did you learn heading into Oktoberfest this year?
Well, last year I kind of just got caught up in something on the second lap. I couldn't really do nothing to avoid it, so kind of just do my thing and hope that doesn't happen again.
Now, we talked about, you know, the stuff that happens, obviously, with you last year. Tom, your brother Tom Leafy, won a championship when his competitor crashed out, so you know things can happen. What are you going to do? Are you going to play it a little safe the first half of the race and kind of figure out where you need to finish, or are you just going to go after it and go to the front?
Well, I'd like to win the race and win the championship the same night, so I just keep doing what I've been doing and just try to go win.
You know, and that's a big thing. As we head into Oktoberfest, we asked a lot of drivers, you know, number one, they want the championship, but just be able to win a feature during Oktoberfest is outstanding as well. That would have to heighten your young Hornet career by knocking down two on the same night.
Yeah, I won the Oktoberfest feature my rookie year, so I got one of them, so I guess the championship would be the main focus, but if I could win a second one, that'd be cool.
Talk about the season you have had this year, because it's been phenomenal. I mean, the ups and downs, and, you know, the last half of the season, you've just been in the right spot at the right time, and, of course, if the engine blows, and then you gotta run Kiana's car, and you have a great race in that.
Yeah, I got the lead early in the season, then we lost it through the middle, but I remember just stay calm, because I've been in that position the last few years. I just stayed calm and just raced, and then, yeah, like you said, my engine went and got to jump in that car, so thanks to them.
Now, you how many years have you placed runner-up? Is it two?
2017 and 18, and then last year I was in second, but then I finished fourth.
Man, I mean, you've just really got to be chomping at the bit, dude. You're that close three different times, and now you're right there. You know, it's not going to be handed to you on Fest because you're going to have to work for it. But, man, did you ever imagine you could be in that kind of a position?
Yeah, no, not really. After my second year, I lost by six. So I just thought, come back next year and win it. And then I got second again. And then last year I was in second again going into Fest and then got in that wreck. So how, not really what I was expecting.
How much, I wouldn't say pressure, but incentive do Mark and Tom put on you to go out and get this championship this year?
They just tell me I better go win it because I got close too many times. So
that's one of those things is, you know, one of these times you're going to run out of time.
Yep.
And it's time to get this. Talk about Jimmy Bjorkman. He has a 15-point lead in the Hornet Division heading into Oktoberfest. Talk about the competition this year. We were just talking with Jaden a minute ago. To me, the competition on any given night, in the past there's been maybe three drivers, four drivers that had a shot at winning a feature, but they got rid of the turbos. They got rid of the all-wheel drives. Now it's you're seeing cars like Jimmy's out there. Talk about the competition this year, man.
Well, yeah, I think we've had a fair amount of different feature winners this year. There isn't really anybody or any car that's standing out compared to anyone else.
Like if you look at the Steve Bornitzes of the past, I mean, that's a name that jumps out right off the bat. Brandon LeMoyne dominated here a couple years ago. But, yeah, you've done some running with – you feel like Michael Wachs and even Cheyenne Stanfield. Jordan Young's coming back out. I mean, there's five or six other drivers that you've had a chance to rub fenders with. But it hasn't been that bad of a year destructive-wise. You've had some years where you got beat up pretty bad.
Yeah, this year we haven't really got any bad wrecks yet. We had one night where we hit the tires of Cheyenne out of turn two, but we were able to finish the race. So
what, one thing you've over the last 4 years, what have you, it looks like you've learned a little more patience because the last couple of years, man, you'd go gung-ho on that third groove to try to get to the front the first two laps. From my standpoint, it looks like you've learned a little more patience. Would you say that's a pretty much accurate factor?
Yeah, that's the main thing I've learned to try to win this championship in the last couple of years. I've beaten myself out there, put myself in bad positions, and this year I've just been trying to avoid those situations.
So you're that close to a championship. You're going to take that in during the wintertime, whether you get it or not. What are you looking at for 2021? Have you looked that far into the future of racing yet for you?
I'm not sure as of now what I'm going to do.
I mean, are we talking a different division next year or maybe just not racing at all? You just don't know.
Yeah, either one of those two. If I don't win, probably either I sit a year out or do something else. Not sure yet.
Work on that golf game. I saw that video this week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's I like having him on Snapchat. He travels all over the place. And what are you? You're a Boston Bruins fan, right?
Yep.
And he's been to a lot of hockey games out there over the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 years I've had him on Snapchat. You do quite a bit of traveling. Is that with your job or just you just have the opportunity to do that?
No, I kind of just ask a friend here and there to go places, and we just go. So,
you know, Paul Penguin can be your friend, too.
Yeah, he can come on a trip.
He could be the designated driver. You could take a nap back
you've
there.
You've never asked Paul for going on any trips yet.
Dead yeah. Silence there. That's all you need to know there.
I'm a hockey fan, so I like watching the NHL. So going to Boston, that'd be pretty awesome going there, seeing the even though Boston Guard's no longer around, but still, it'd be pretty cool to go there.
We'll work on that, Jimmy. We'll work on you and Paul taking a trip.
Say, Jimmy, we only got a couple minutes left here. Why don't you talk about some of the sponsors that are helping you out in 2020?
So this year I got Nick's Bar, Features and Holman, The Zone Sports Bar and Grill, R&E Sports and Avon Shop, Garnison Automotive, Weir's Machine, Frog Racing, Gilster Farms, and Lethe Graphics.
That's some heavy hitters right there.
There you go, yeah.
You know, the cool thing about that, some of the sponsors you have, Jimmy, have been around sponsoring race cars for a long time.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Jimmy Bjorkman will head into Oktoberfest. 15 points as your leader. That's going to happen on a Thursday night of Fest this year. Jimmy, good luck to you, man. It's going to be a tough one out there. A lot of good cars going to be going for that Oktoberfest feature win. But you've got your sights set a little bit higher, so we appreciate you coming on, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy Bjorkman, driver number 28 Hornet. We will see him at Oktoberfest. When we come back, Paul Reichert is going to talk about his travels by himself. Recaps, that's next in the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City
to get great barbecue.
Lacrosse has spoken. Hi, Jerry here, and once again, you voted us the best barbecue and caterer. This year, you added ribs. I'm truly humbled by this honor. If you haven't tried our barbecue, I invite you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Find out why Lacrosse County consistently votes us number one. Ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and chicken, and so much more. We also cater groups, large and small. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners featured. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. A little more segments before we let you go this afternoon. And we get ready for the Night of Destruction at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, along with the Street Stocks. They have one race tonight, and then their champion will be crowned at Oktoberfest. So far, I want to thank Jaden Schock, Kiana Barney, Peyton Barney, and Jimmy Bjorkman, Greg Oliver for joining us on the program. Paul Penguin Reichert, and you know, we talked about this earlier this year when one of our first couple of shows came down. Paul's segment lasted about 30 seconds.
Yep.
Now, if you look at the size of his list, you can tell it's September, Billy Doc Niles.
Yes, championships are flying, and it's that time where Paul scours the interwebs. He looks for winners north, south, east, and west, and even a couple across the border. It is time for Paul Reichert and the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start with Wednesday night. The NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour is at Thompson, Connecticut. Ronnie Silk scored the win. Thursday, season finale at Kokona taking place. Twin features for the Super Late Models. Alex Stumpf won them both. Bobby Kendall is your champion.
Attaboy,
Nate
Bobby.
Van Wyken won the late model feature, and Brazen Bennett is your champion.
Nice.
Friday at Golden Sands, season finale there. Last year's track champion, Wyatt Brooks, won the Super Late Model feature. Track champion this year is Justin Mondyke.
He had a good year.
Yes, Grundy, Andy Hoffman, Fast Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature. Thomas Sparta, season finale, saw Darren Salo win the Modified feature. Brad Wiles, the champion for the second straight year. All-Star Circuit of Champions, night one at Annika, Ohio. Tim Schaefer, the winner. Irish Sprints at the Dodge County Fairgrounds in Beaver Dam. Billy Balog, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Ponderosa Speedway in Junction City, Kentucky. Jonathan Danport, the winner. Night one for the USAC Midgets at Sweet Springs, Missouri. Cannon McIntosh, the winner. World of Outlaw Late Models at Livonia, Georgia. Brandon Overton, the winner. And night one on the 43rd running of the Yankee Dirt Track Classic down at 300 Raceway in Farley, Iowa, saw Jeff Larson win the IMCA Modified feature. Saturday at the Dells, of course, the ARCA Midwest Tour was in action. Johnny Sauter scored the victory. It was a little interesting.
Still interesting in the last five laps.
And you can watch the last three laps on the Midwest Race Report Radio Show Facebook page, and also put it on our TV page as well. You decide.
Yes.
I still say, you're going for $10,000, that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I will. James Swan ends Bryce Miller's threat of three in a row in the Midwest Truck Series at the Dells, and Brady Bill won the 602 late model feature. Twin features for the NASCAR late models at Elko, Steve Schultz and Michael Hager are the winners.
Hager is just having a phenomenal year up there.
Jefferson, Michael Gruenberg won the late model feature. Rice Lake had, normally they do a big two-day special over Labor Day weekend. Actually, it was just one day this year. Justin Ulstrike claimed the Whistle Modified feature. Rhett Barkow. That's the name you've ever heard of
before.
You
were practicing that one, weren't
you? That was the late model feature winner at Rockford. Final race of the year at Shawano saw Troy Springborn win the late model feature and wrap up the championship. Marcus Yeri took the IMCA Modified feature. Lucas Lamberis is the champion. Night two for the All-Stars at Attica, Ohio. Rico Abreu, the winner.
Yeah, Rico.
AMA Pro Motocross was at Redbud Motocross Park in Buchanan, Michigan. Zach Osborne swept the motos. ARCA was at Lebanon, Missouri at I-44 Speedway. Sam Mayer, the winner. Badger Midgets to Sycamore, Illinois. Chase McDermott, the winner. Billy Balog makes it two in a row with the IRA Sprints. They were at Plymouth Saturday night. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Randolph County Speedway, Moberly, Missouri. Ryan Gustin took the win. The USAC
and that was after. Did you see the garage fire that happened in his shop last week?
Oh, really?
It was horrible. Wow. They had something. There was something. You don't put something in a funnel when you're putting gas in your race car.
Ooh.
Filter or something. And the static electricity ended up torching the entire shop.
Damn. Wow.
And it wasn't just his car. There were several dirt late mods and A mods that were lost in that shop. But then he came out and won that race.
Wow.
Wow. USAC Midgets, night two at Sweet Springs, Missouri. Buddy Kofold, the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series over at Deer Creek. Jake O'Neill, the winner. World of Outlaw Late Models at Lancaster, South Carolina. Brandon Overton, the winner. And the actually two in a row for him there. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Houston Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. Night one went to Sheldon Honchild. And the second night, the Yankee Dirt Track Classic down at Farley, Iowa. Jeff Larson wins again in IMCA Modifieds. And the 72nd edition of the Little 500 in Anderson, Indiana was won by Bobby Santos.
I was going to say, you were talking about the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. I saw the breaking news that Billy Balog accepted his invite to the invitation-only race that will be held at Eldora on Tuesday, Wednesday, September 22nd and 23rd, featuring some of the best sprint car drivers in the country. It's going to be ran with no fans in attendance, and you're going to have to watch it live on Flow Racing.
Wow.
Kyle Larson's going to win, you know that.
Yeah.
Wow, the Billy Balog has won his share of some big races this year. That would be a name I would be looking at.
Grundy had their annual night of features on Sunday, headlined by the Lee Schuler Memorial for the Super Late. Stan Zolods claimed the victory.
There's a new name.
Zolodz.
Okay.
And they're going to wrap up the point season the Saturday night after the Tony Bettenhausen Classic.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Slinger, Luke Fenthouse, 2-for-3 in the Super Late Models. And Steve Apel is your champion. Ryan Goodnick won the late model feature. American Canadian Tour, Thunder Road Speed Bowl in Barrie, Vermont. Bobby Therian, the winner. ARCA CRA Super Series and the CRA Jazz All-Star Tour. They were supposed to be at Winchester for the World Stock Car Festival this past weekend. They couldn't do that, so they went down to Lebanon, Missouri. Carson Hocevar won the ARCA CRA Super Series race. Cody Coughlin, the CRA Jags race.
Hocevar has actually had a good season
this
year.
He has. Yes, he has. The Impact Survival Series at Madison for the 2.4 hours of Lace MIS.
Lace MIS. How did that go?
Jamie Shelley, the winner. Gary Stark, 40th. Kyle Stark, 43rd. Bobby Frisch, 50th. Troy Tuma, 55th. And Todd Tashini, 57th.
From Boone's Farmia, Minnesota, yes. Todd Tashini.
IMSA WeatherTech Sports Cars at Road Atlanta. Helio Castro-Neves and Ricky Taylor claimed the overall win. U.S. Modified Touring Series down at Fayette County Speedway in West Union, Iowa. Terry Phillips, the winner. And 9-2 for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Houston Speedway. Kyle Larson takes the win.
Hey, it's about time. I was beginning to think he had a bad week here.
And there was racing, of course, on the holiday. Norway was supposed to race Sunday night. They got rained out, postponed till Monday. Ryan Hood won the Super Late Model feature. He was driving the 119 car that Super Late Model that Dalton Zierner drives for.
Oh, no. Okay.
Coleman. Yep. Dan Lindley, your champion. Midwest, the Tundra Super Late Models, of course, got everything but the feature in at Golden Sands. So they're going to come back on the 18th and run that.
Save your ticket stubs for that one, folks.
Midwest Dash in action.
And
there.
Also, if you get your hand stamped,
take a picture of it
and then send it to Drew or Matt Panier. They'll let you come back in.
Midwest Dash also in action there. Greg Blunt, the winner. NHRA at Lucas Oil Raceway in suburban Indiana for the U.S. Nationals. Sean Langdon won in Top Fuel. Jack Beckman in Funny Car. Eric Enders in Pro Stock and Scotty Polachek in Pro Stock Motorcycle. And the 30th annual IMCA Super Nationals kicked off at Boone, Iowa on Monday. IMCA Late Model feature was won by Ricky Thornton Jr.
Ooh.
Yes, and that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
You know what I got invited to last week?
What?
I got invited to the Rich Bickle Bon Voyage Cruise.
I heard about that cruise.
January of 2022, they're going to the Caribbean, and I got invited to join Rich Bickle and his entourage on this cruise in a year and a half from now.
Your wife would love a cruise.
She ain't going nowhere. She's not done enough for me in 30 years for her to go on a free cruise.
And on that note, while Diker fields the phone call from his wife... We're going to send you to commercial here. We got one more segment to go. The white flag's going to fly. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report on Mug Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Mark your calendars for three exciting days of racing at Dells Raceway Park. It's the September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th. On Friday the 25th, it's non-winners features. Saturday the 26th, you'll see twin features. And Sunday the 27th, super late models return for the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells Icebreaker 100. For tickets and more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The September Showdown, September 25th through the 27th at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Radio man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Ranker, Billy Doc Knells. You know, Mary Schill said that you get offended when we call you the Penguin, by the way. She reamed me on Toma last weekend.
Well, that's what she says.
Is this true?
That's what she says. I don't know.
9,000 people want to know right now, Paul.
No,
are you offended?
I am not.
All right. Well, I should have known better hearing it from her. Anyways, 29th annual Night of Destruction at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. It pretty much sums it up right there. Trailer Race of Destruction, monster trucks, all kinds of stuff going to be going on. You better get there early, though, because you don't want to be sitting in the gates line at quarter after 8.
Around the Midwest tonight, Marshfield Speedway, night 2 of the fall shootout featuring the Midwest Trucks first green flag at 5 p.m. Jefferson Speedway, season championships. Look for them late models. They're doing really well down there. 7 p.m. first green flag. Rockford Speedway, NASCAR Weekly Racing Series continues. 7:07 first green flag. Elko Speedway, NASCAR Weekly Racing continues. Double features for all divisions tonight. First green flag at 6 p.m. Get out and support your local short track.
All right, folks, going to go home, take a little bit of a break because, yeah, the voice is going to be wrenched on this evening with the 29th annual Eve of Destruction, Night of Destruction, as we've changed the name to, at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway.
Hey, we got to talk about our sponsors real quick. Big Boar Barbecue, TACU Credit Union, J&L Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, Midwest Racing Connection, and Dells Raceway Park. Thank you all for being partners in the 2020 season.
Picture number 4 of 6 for the big Oktoberfest race weekend. Ticket promotion is coming up this week. Keep it on the Midwest Race Report Facebook page. For Jesse, our producer, Paul the Penguin Reichert, who stayed awake and didn't text during this program.
That's the first, yeah.
Billy Doc Niles and myself, the voice, radio man Dan Dyker. A lot of Oktoberfest specials coming up between now and Oktoberfest race weekend. And make sure you keep it right here on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.